My name is Bev Janish, and I'm going to lead you in a meditation today that was inspired by Roshi Joan Halifax, who is a Buddhist teacher and founder of Upaya Zen Center in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Joan Halifax is probably most well known for her concept of cultivating a soft front and a strong back. And just sit for a moment and let that concept really sink into your being, of moving through the world with a soft front and a strong back. Joan Halifax explains that having a strong back and a soft front is about the relationship between equanimity and compassion. The strong back is equanimity and your capacity to really uphold yourself, especially in difficult times. And a soft front is opening to things as they are. She introduced this practice in relation to being with people at the end of life, but I found it to be really helpful to integrate it into my own life and with the clients that I work with. When we're cultivating a strong back and a soft front within ourselves, we are embodying wholeness. We unite all the parts of ourselves into one being and then walk through the world living in alignment with that awareness of who we are. We need this strong back in order to maintain an open heart. This practice enables us to maintain a strong back and stand firmly in our inner knowing that change, while uncomfortable, is necessary to bring our lives into alignment with our souls. So when you're ready, find a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. And if it feels comfortable, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, bring your awareness to your breath. And notice how the air and your breath moves in and out of your body, allowing the breath to breathe you without trying to change it or force anything. Just noticing. And as we're bringing our awareness to our breath, we're allowing our minds to slowly settle in their own time and their own way. And allowing yourself to fully inhabit your body. Shifting your awareness away from your mind and your thoughts and into your body. And notice how you have a strong back and a spine that enables you to move and be flexible, while at the same time giving you this structure and the grounding and the home for your rest of your body. And this strong back that represents our ability to have composure, especially in difficult situations. It represents our ability to have a calm mind and mental and emotional stability. The strong back enables us to be rooted and grounded in the core of who we are. Just spend a few moments resting in that awareness of the strength, composure, and stability that your strong back provides in your life. Now let's bring our awareness to our soft front. Our soft front that houses our heart, our lungs, all of our vital organs. Notice how our strong back enables us to maintain a soft front, with an acceptance of things as they are. Our soft front enables us to remain open to life as it is, without resisting or closing our hearts. And so many times we walk through the world with a soft back and very little stability in difficult times and a closed heart. And this practice is really helping us to cultivate the grounding and the strong back to remain even and stable in difficult times, and maintain that open, compassionate, loving heart and that soft front. And just notice how, as you're breathing in and you're breathing out, your chest rises and falls over your heart area. Allowing yourself to fully experience the sense of your heart and what it means to maintain an open heart and a soft front. Now spending the last minute or so in silence, as you're allowing yourself to fully embody that sense of noticing your strong back, creating space for an open and soft front.